Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing people. OMG. We are on a roll. I'm telling you, if you're not feeling it, then look deeper within and let's find out what we need to tweak, which we'll be doing a lot of today. I've got a great exercise to take you through, which I know we don't usually do on the show, but this came through really divine guidance of the channel and some stuff that I am tracking with myself. I literally just got back from shooting another episode of The Whispers up in Vancouver. And I am standing here in my utmost truth to say to you once again, when you shift your perspective and you shift within you, the world shifts again around you and starts working for you and conspiring with you. Okay? So if you have a belief that it's the other way around, that the more you create, the more the world doesn't play with you, that itself is a belief and a perspective that will create exactly the energy that you are holding. So as I was tracking some stuff, and just to recap really quickly, you know, since January, I've been bringing myself back into harmony with doing TV, loving TV, knowing that I, and this is a big one for me, have freedom on TV, be free to create and bring ideas in and be heard and be listened to and have that freedom. Really important to me as a creative actress. So as I was getting ready to go back out there, I was observing my thoughts. I was observing some of the feelings that I was having. And I noticed that the common thread, which is what I do with you all in private sessions and on the show, we get to a lot of them, was that they're not on my side. Now, as we do anything, we do everything. Well, so if that means anybody isn't on my side, that's pretty much the perception of the world, right? So I said, okay, my only goal and intention is to hold me in harmony and expectation and knowing that they're all on my side, that I'm honored, that we're all working together, and that we're all supporting each other. That's my goal going up to the set. The minute I went in to the set for the first shot, there is a beautiful executive producer writer there. There's never been anybody there before. And I'm working with a director who's a cinematographer who I greatly, greatly respect, Guillermo Navarro, who did Pan's Labyrinth and several other beautiful, beautiful films. So I walk in. They both come over to greet me. The first thing that is said to me is, you know, we realize that nobody's ever been up here on set when you've worked, and we felt that, you know, that wasn't right for you, that you, you know, when you had questions that come up or lines or things that ideas you might have, that you really, you know, needed someone up here that could make some choices on your behalf. I want you to see the first thing that happened was mirrored back to me as what I wanted, as the intention that I set out, that I was going to create because I saw the world on my side. And from there, it just got better and better and better. I had some what I thought were really interesting, beautiful ideas. They loved them. Oh, yeah, that's great. You know, we played with some stuff. We added some stuff. So what I want you to hear is I was heard. I was honored. I was free to bring forward my ideas. And it made all the difference to me in the experience that I was having. So I had been keeping myself in the straitjacket of I can't bring my ideas forward, or if I bring my ideas forward, they're not heard and they're shut down. That was my perspective that I had latched onto and held and created more of because of one thing that happened on one set that I allowed myself to make a belief out of. I really want you to hear, I'm sharing a lot of personal stuff with you here today, and I want you to take the time now to see how this applies to you, where you've made decisions about the world that are not serving you, and what you have to start believing and shifting your reality about so that you can create the world you want and create you moving back into your power. Now, I want to take you through this exercise, which they say and have told me is going to make a huge difference in being able to assimilate and move into this power that we're talking about here today. I asked what the intention, or if there was an intention of this show, and they said absolutely, is to know and expand even more that each one of us, I am, you're saying that to yourself, I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice in the creation of me in my life. So I want you to spend a moment to gather all your energy around depression and lack. Anything that's still hanging around in your belief system. And feel it. Go ahead. Let yourself feel it. Oh my gosh, I don't have enough. I'm afraid I don't have enough. I'm afraid I won't have enough. Oh my gosh, the world's going to hell in a handbasket. Oh, the Ebola virus. Oh, my health. Oh, I'm so depressed. You know, things aren't working out for me. So let's gather all that energy that's left in us hanging there. And now I want you to go to your love place. Everybody should instantaneously have a place of love that they can connect into. And I want you to take all that energy of depression and lack, and because you are the power, love, joy, and choice, direct all of that energy through and by that place of love. Just scoop it all up, and like a funnel or a sieve, put it through that frequency of love that you're able to tap into. And now I want you to complete this by directing the synapses of joy in our brains. We are directing the synapses of joy in our brain to reconnect and rebuild. You see, in order to think a new thought and create that new thought, You've got to know that you are the power, the love, joy, and choice. That takes you into, I believe that I am. And because I believe I am, I know that I am the power. And therefore, I create the direction of my life. It shows up just like the producer and director on the set. And that allows me to substantiate my belief even more deeply. And so it is. Again, guys, we have to, and we just did, rephrase all of these beliefs in helplessness. Because if you're believing, if we're believing that we're helpless anywhere, we cannot know and be the power, love, joy, and choice that creates our lives. Because we're helpless, and helpless gods are not powerful creators, other than powerfully creating helplessness. Okay, are we done with that? Good job. Good job, people. All right, before I go to the calls, Lilydale, next weekend, be there, be square. If you're in the New York area or anywhere around, please come watch. I mean, the work is at its peak, guys. If you can be there in person, it's going to be an awesome weekend. So join me in Lilydale on Sunday, unless I have to be back to shoot on Sunday. I do have spots, I think, for 6 private in-person sessions while I'm at Lilydale. The fear of the fear, which we just did a lot of work around. And as you know, this always happens. Once we create a webinar, we start working on it on the shows, and we break open bunches of energy so that when the webinar actually happens, it's just beyond belief for most of us. So a lot of the purpose of the Fear of the Fear webinar, which is next, not this Tuesday, but a week from Tuesday, is becoming unfrozen and allowing everything to flow. Okay, if you're in fear of the fear of your power, you're going to keep yourself stuck. And we want to be in the flow of all the major power that we have. Please check out the offering on the website and on my e-blast, this beautiful healthcare program that I've been able to create a 25% even further discount for you. It's called Care Express. It's on the homepage. It's also on my website. It's not insurance, guys. It's an alternative health care program. It works with insurance if you have it. But so many of you said to me, Dee, you know, I want to work on my health, and I know we have to get our health back in balance so that we can look to greater creation. I can't afford health insurance. Well, this might help. It does cost dental, periodontal, lots of high-end research drugs, fertility and birth control, radiology and laboratory, inpatient and outpatient mental health. It gives you a lot of discounts on all those things. And anybody in the family is accepted automatically. So I'm just happy, really happy that I can share that opportunity with you. And, of course, the last thing is the Body-Soul Alignment Special. It's also up on the website and the e-blast, which is the email, the weekly email I send out on Mondays. It'll be up through the end of September, and then it will be changed out for, I'm thinking, right now anyway, I'm hearing it's going to be a special on money. So as the, you know, as we've been told clearly, We have to get our health and our financial worlds in place if we are here to do the work that we're really here to do, which is create joy, abundance, love, balance, and harmony on the planet. Okay, I can go to the calls. Yay! We're going to start with Patty in Santa Monica. Hi, honey. What's up?
Hi. Well, it's funny that you say that. My stomach has been giving me issues, and I don't have the money to go to the doctor. The finances have just kind of frozen, like you said.
Well, that means you've frozen, Patty.
Okay.
You know that. Okay. So anything that's showing up in our life is a direct mirror to an invitation of where we need to become more into balance. So I want to know, have you done anything about your stomach issues?
Yeah, I've changed my diet, and I've been talking to it like, if you were love, what would you be? And I get that it's stress and just me tightening up in that respect.
Yep, and you're right on target. So
okay.
That says to you, Patty has to redirect and have some new thoughts around stress.
Yeah.
Okay. Stress is self-assumed, guys. And if you live in the moment, and we did an entire webinar around this, if you live in the moment, right now in this moment, are you okay? Are you alive? Are you safe? Are you okay right now?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So what are you stressed out about?
I keep hitting, every time I try to get a loan, I just keep getting no. You know, that there's, I'm just feeling hopeless about it.
Okay, well, there's that word, you see. That's exactly why we're doing this webinar. Okay, so Patty, take a breath. There's a lot of fear. What happens if Patty doesn't get a loan?
That I could possibly lose the house.
Okay. So ultimately, the worst case scenario is if I don't get a loan, I'm homeless.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you really think that's a reality? That you're going to create being homeless?
I'm doing everything.
Do you think that's a reality, that you will create being homeless? Answer me, yes or no.
There is a little thought, because I keep...
I didn't ask you that. I didn't ask you that, and you've got it, you know. Okay. You see how you're fighting to keep your limitation here?
Okay.
I want to know, do you, in reality, think you are creating yourself homeless? Okay, well, let me help you. The pendulum says a big frickin' no. Okay. So the part that you have to get to, Patty, is why do you want to hold on to that thought when in reality you know that there's no way you're ever going to allow yourself to be homeless? So let's start there.
Well, you know what? It's not about being homeless. It's about losing this house.
Oh, okay. Well, already it's dissipated a lot of the electrical charge.
Okay.
So you're never going to be, yeah. Everybody, can you hear her voice? Can you hear the shift in her voice already? But that's, man, we love that drama. We love that drama. I got up early this morning because I've been hit with so many bills this month. And I'm trying to save for my daughter's wedding and, you know, all that stress. Oh, my God, is there going to be enough? So I said, you're going to get your butt up early. You're going to go in. You're going to add up all your bills. You're going to add up all your money. And you're going to see what the reality is. Well, the reality is I have more than enough. Now, your reality is that you don't have more than enough, but you do have enough. Is that true?
For the moment.
Okay.
That's the thing, is I'm worried about a loan coming up and where they're going to double the payment.
Okay, but Patty, that's like me saying, when I get up to the set, they're not going to be on my side.
Okay.
It takes you out of the moment, and you're not creating.
Okay.
You're keeping looking at the future, fearing the future, and therefore not going, you know what, I'm the frickin' power, love, joy, and choice. I'm creating everything being handled and taken care of here. Whatever I have to do, that is what I'm creating.
Okay.
I'm committed to that. And by the way, you have not been committed to that. You can't commit to something when you're in fear of the opposite. Did everybody hear those words? You cannot commit to something when you're in fear of the opposite happening. So your commitment is that everything comes into balance. You have more than enough. Whether you get a loan or you get a job that pays you incredible money, or they want to know, too, why are you being turned down for these loans?
Because if I show that I make money, then I have to pay taxes. So I do my taxes. I mean, when I do my taxes, I don't show income. And they keep saying, well, you don't make enough money.
Well,
and
okay.
Yet I'm
so
making the money.
You have perfectly created exactly what you want. I'm going to fuck the system by lying, and then I don't get what I want.
I'm not lying. Well, I'm not lying. It's just the thing is, I'm making all my payments. There's no freaking reason that they shouldn't give me the loan.
Well, other than the fact that that's the way it works. Do you understand? That's the way it works, guys. Those are the rules we play on in this three-dimensional world, is that if they can't tell that you consistently make enough money, they can't trust their money is going to come back to them. That's the way it works. That's the way the world works. If I don't put out the thought that I want, the thought that I want is not going to be returned to me.
Okay.
So all of it comes down to Patty's got to know that she has enough. She's got to have enough. She's got to know that she has enough that she can claim the money that she makes and pay the taxes that she owes, because that money's always going to come back to her. You can't screw energy without getting screwed back somehow. It's recipe, guys.
Isn't there? Okay. It's just that way, and that's the way it is. I mean, with the taxes.
Anything is the way that you can create it. But when you know that you are, you see, you know, Patty, that you're out of integrity doing this. Now, some people go, screw this. I'm not out of integrity. And it doesn't affect them. But that's not the case with you. You feel guilty about it. And that guilt's coming back to you.
Oh.
So clean up all of that within you, things will shift. It has to. It's law. That was probably the most valuable call that we've done. I know we say this every show, but that was so valuable, walking her through all of that, walking all of us through that. You know, the world works on recipe, guys. Whatever you're putting out, whether it's guilt or I'm going to get you or I don't think you're on my side, whatever that is, that experience will be the experience of your life and what you're living. All right, baby, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Wow, that was a really good start. Michonne, am I saying your name correctly in Pennsylvania?
Yes, ma'am.
Beautiful. What's up?
Well, you kind of hit a lot of points for me with the first call, so kind of opened my eyes to some things about looking at a mirror, looking at myself with some of my problems.
That's right. It's like Michael Jackson's song.
Yeah, so
I'm looking at the man in the mirror and telling him to shape up.
Yeah, I had to say, wow, okay.
Yeah.
I've been in a 14-year relationship. The first 10 years, there was a lot of infidelity on my husband's behalf. Obviously, I probably set the tone that it was okay because obviously every time he was unfaithful, I took him back. Then about 3 years ago, I finally just left, you know, got myself together, left. And then lo and behold, obviously, he changes. And, yeah. And it was going to be, it's been great for 3 years. I had cancer, and I was able to finally have a baby, and, you know, we bought a house, and, you know, everything's been, I guess, I hate to use this cliche line, but, you know, white picket fence, two cars, 1.5 kids.
And good for you. It's the American dream, and everybody should have it.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
And I came from humble beginnings, so that, you know, that whole house thing and getting a good job, you know, to me, everything was lining up that I've been working hard, and I finally was, you know, seeing the fruits of my labor come to pass as far as our relationship as well as, you know, financially and emotionally. Well, I believe he's being unfaithful again. And I'm just at a crossroads because my daughter's 8 months. You know, I kind of had thought everything was back on track, and now it just seems like it's completely off track again. And I'm literally, as of this morning, deciding, do I pack his things and, you know, give him his walking papers, or, you know, do I commit to this? You know, I came from a broken home, and, you know, a lot of my issues of growing up, of things, decisions I made that weren't so great, was because of my broken home and how horrible it was. My parents couldn't co-parent. So I'm just kind of like, I want to do what's best for my daughter, but I also have to think about myself as well.
Yeah, you want to do what's best for yourself first. And because if you don't do what's best for yourself first, and I'm talking as a daughter whose mother didn't. She kept our family together every night. My dad was drunk. Every night he ran around screaming, ranting. Every night, you know, I had to take care of my little brother and her and make sure he wasn't going to hurt her. And, I mean, let me tell you, it's no frickin' way for a kid to grow up. And
right.
when I got older, she said, well, you know, I did it for you kids. And we all went, why? Why
exactly.
Did you hold the family together for that?
And that's exactly what my
but more than that,
motivation is that I don't want to repeat the same. I want to break cycles within my family, within my life. You know, I don't
want
to stay with him because we have a child.
I want you to look away from the cycles of your family. Don't
right.
Not that you ignore them or say they didn't happen, but
right.
I want you to choose to create the life you want, Nishan, because it's the life you want, not because you don't want the other life. Do you understand the difference? It's a very powerful difference.
Well, I do have one question, because something you touched on that kind of made me think of something different. And once again, no condoning of what he's doing, but as you said, when you commit to something but believe and fear the opposite's going to happen, if you live by that, I think that for the last couple of years, I think I just constantly wait on him to be unfaithful again.
Yeah, you absolutely.
So I don't know.
Did I open the door?
Like, did I open the door for him to be unfaithful? You know, like
no,
you know,
no, no. You know, honey, people can, and they often don't change. You know that, according to what I'm hearing, was his modeling. In his family,
yes.
Did his dad
yes.
play around all the time?
It's promoted within his dad's side of the family that you have a wife and another woman. That's what you do, and if you don't do that, you're actually ostracized.
Not a man.
Yeah, you're not a man.
Well,
and I think he struggles with that.
It's very accepted in Europe. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's an expected in France. Guys are expected to, you know, but that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know, guys in France who smoke don't die of cancer as much either, because they don't have the same belief systems we do.
Right.
So I want to know in this entire picture, because this is kind of really a private session, Nishan. There's so much going on here.
Right.
The question I keep asking to ask you is, what do you want to model for your daughter? If you are going to break a cycle, you have to model for your daughter the highest truthfulness for yourself.
Sure.
Now, hold on, Sheets. But give me a song.
For me?
Yeah, give me a song, any song that comes into your mind.
My favorite song is I Sing Because I'm Happy by Kirk Franklin.
Okay. Is that Pharrell's?
Is that for love?
Pharrell's song, Because I'm...
No. Kirk Franklin, it's a gospel group.
Ah, okay. So what does it say? What's the message of the song?
I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free.
Keep going.
The light within me. I sing because I'm free. Then it goes.
Okay. So my question, their question to you is, where are you going to be free? If you go to your heart. If you go to your heart, what I'm hearing is you're more free if you stay. So I think that's where you got what you've got to look at. Are you afraid of being alone?
No, I can't say I'm afraid of being alone. I'm afraid of not being loved, if that makes a difference.
Sure. And what about money? Can you support yourself?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's this. Okay, so the highest thing, and this goes for all of us and whatever you're calling about today, the highest thing is you've got to get back to the love of yourself, honey. And loving and honoring and knowing your own magnificence, which does not make you helpless. It makes you, I am, the love, the joy, the choice, right? And the power to create me. So have you talked to him about this?
I was planning on today.
Yeah, that's where they want you to start. But you have to be very clear that if you love yourself, you are not going to do this.
Right.
You know, somehow he's got to shift his belief system about this
right.
from his family. Or you've got to get okay with it. One or the
right.
other. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, darling. Good luck.
Thank you.
Wow. Been there, done that. Okay, Mika, what's up? Mika,
hi.
John?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can.
Hi, it's Deeka.
Oh, hi, Deeka. How are you, baby?
I'm doing great, actually.
Good.
I had 2 months ago, I got a guest starring role on Real Rob for Netflix, and that was like having an all-day orgasm. And, you know, I mean, it was...
Oh, that's awesome. I know the feeling. Oh, Deeka used to study with me at the acting studio. I'm so thrilled for you, honey. Yeah, isn't it great when we get to do what we love?
Oh, my God, yes. The feeling was like, wow, that feeling was just, that has to be what we're on earth for. I wish I could give that feeling to everybody. You
well,
know,
everybody
we
can give it to themselves. And that, Deeka, is the feeling that you create everything with, baby. So feel that and then feel money. Feel that and feel more of a career. Feel that and feel health in your body. You know, that joyous orgasm, that's what creates everything.
Well,
oh,
you know, I know that's the basis of your teaching, and I use the symbol and the formula almost every morning, and I do the golden light to go out around whatever is blocking my career and the other spiritual practices that I do. But what I thought maybe you could pinpoint with for me is, what belief is it, or what do I need to get rid of or create for myself that allows me to have that breakthrough role and that ability to achieve all my goals? Because I see people, great champions, do that. They have a great life across the board.
Well, people thought that about Robin Williams, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, we never know what's really going on within someone. And I acknowledge your statement that and according to what the channel is saying, this works in perfectly to what we're talking about. What allows you to do that is to know you are never helpless. There is a belief in the collective consciousness that we are helpless. And until that belief is funneled and directed into I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice, then all of your magnificent, fabulous things will not be created. I mean, last night I was saying to my boyfriend, you know, I was, my God, all these bills, I can't believe all these bills that have come in. And sort of, you know, going into that old familiar, oh my God, I wonder if I have enough. And I stopped and I said, oh, wow, listen to me. This is really old stuff, isn't it? And he said, yeah, honey, because you know you can always make more money. So if you need more money, you just go create something else and make money. And I went, oh, yeah, I forgot. Because we get drawn back into the drama of the helplessness because it has, it's back as far as Eve. Oh, I'm so helpless. Let me take a bite. And we've been paying for it ever since. We're not helpless. We're powerful. And when I ask, is there anything higher, Deka? I go, no. You see, when you were on that set, you didn't feel one ounce of helplessness, did you?
Not at all. And yeah. I got the lines like at 11 o'clock at night. And I remembered all that stuff you taught. And I got my pendulum. I checked to see if I had anything on any line. And then I just went for it.
Yeah, and that's exactly how you create everything. I got it. I can handle it. I'm directing it. I'm doing it. That's what I did when I went up to the show. But that means you guys have to be conscious of what's running you. All of us do. Conscious. So I want you, again, I'm helpless to get the loan, right? It's where we started with Patty. I'm helpless because my husband is having an affair. I'm helpless to create this joy everywhere in my life. We are not helpless. We are powerful. If we want joy across the board, then we've got to know that we're the ones in power to create that belief, which takes us into our knowing, which holds our heart aligned straight, strong, and through the ID point, which keeps our focus on it, which allows us to create the experience, and therefore enhances the belief even more. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yep. That's your answer, babe.
All right. In the
and
book,
that's everybody's answer. So great to hear from you, sweetheart. Congratulations.
Thank you. One more question. The book Conscious Creation that you have, that original small, tiny book, are all the updates, if when you buy that book, all the updates that you did over the years, that's the one book of yours that I don't have, and I wanted to just
well,
be able
it's
to
all
get up.
In there. It's all covered, not in specifics, but and if you want to even further Conscious Creation, the book I would order right now, the ebook, is Getting Stuff. Now, I do have some hard copies of Getting Stuff here at the house. It's not available on Amazon. If you guys want a hard copy, just email me and let me know. I'll sign it to you and mail it off. But you can get it as an ebook right now at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Okay? Getting Stuff.
Okay, I'll get hard copy. I'll email you. Thank you so much, Deka.
All right, Deka. Much love to you, sweetheart. Deka was one of the people in the studio that actually was a part of the very beginning of this work. We're going to go to Donna in Maryland. Hi, honey. What's up?
Oh, I just wanted to talk about, I guess you were talking about commitment.
Yeah.
So many things are right where I'm at. But one big thing for me right now, you had mentioned how we can't move on to the present or the future until we give up the past. And I
yes.
feel like I've been doing that, but it's very hard for me. And today I finally shredded, and this is embarrassing, finally shredded all my papers from my car accident in November 1981, which were in a box.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
It's so embarrassing.
Oh,
but I
honey,
feel like, whoa.
Please, everybody on this show and who will ever listen to it is going, oh, my God. I mean, my boyfriend came over last night. He said, all right, I've listened to you, and I just started going through my office. He's probably thrown out like 5 barrels of stuff that he doesn't use anymore. And that takes up your energy, guys. Whether you know it or not, that's what feng shui is all about. You know, get rid of the stuff if you haven't. Even when I went to S, they said, if you haven't worn it in a year, get rid of it.
Well, I feel like it's a block. I mean, I feel it. It's a physical thing that's stopping me from doing my creative artwork, from
it's
moving
true.
On in my relationship, you know.
So
and,
let's
and
find out why you're using that as an excuse,
I
Donna,
am.
As
yeah.
we all do, to not experience your power, your love, your joy, and your choice, right?
Yeah.
That's it. So everybody just go right now. So what am I using to blame or to use as an excuse for me not doing the powerful things in life that I want to do right now? Sheets, song, give me a movie, any movie.
Peter Pan.
Okay. I won't grow up. I won't grow up. I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go. Okay, which is I just don't want to take the responsibility that if I'm not doing with my life what I want to do, it's frickin' me. And so I'm going to hold on to this guy that did me wrong and let him be the excuse. I'm going to hold on to I had a rotten childhood, so I can blame it on that. I'm going to hold on to I had an accident in the 80s, so I can use that as an I don't care what we're using as an excuse. Do you understand the only excuse is us?
Yeah.
The buck stops here. If you want to get on, you've got to give up your helplessness, and that means you can't point your finger at anything except, oh, my God, what am I doing? Guys, I'm the poster child for this. Do you understand? I am not teaching you anything that I have not walked through for 30 years. You have no idea. Well, some of you do. But most of you don't have any idea of the hell and the victimness and the helplessness that Dee Wallace has brought herself back from in the last 30 years. I absolutely promise you I know what I'm saying to you. And even after all these years of teaching it and writing about it and knowing the principles, I didn't realize that I still was thinking that people on a TV set weren't on my side. And once I really looked at myself and said, well, you better change that around, and I did, everything shifts in my life. If you can get that in an instant, you can begin shifting your life around. But until you get it, you're going to be fighting yourself. It's going to be, Donna, like you've got an angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other. Remember those old cartoons?
Oh, yeah.
That's what we do. So the angel of Donna is saying, I want to do this artwork. I want to do this artwork. I'm really excited to do this artwork. And the devil on the shoulder is saying what, Donna?
No, you need to stay in here and deal with all these boxes, which is what I'm doing. But I have such a hard time just throwing out some stuff.
Okay, why? Sheet. Hold on. First sheet. Going to the third sheet. 5, 6. Hang on. We're going to number 3. So that's, and that, again, that's my goal for this webinar, is how do we get out of this fear?
Oh, I'm signing up for it.
So I am the highest answer, and I am healed.
Okay.
And I want everything to be balanced.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I don't want to be this helpless victim anymore. I want to know I'm the highest answer. I want to know I'm healed, and I want everything to be balanced. And I am the power that creates that. So the channel, now they're laughing. They're showing me a Buddha laughing, right?
Yeah.
Laughingly, they're asking you, why the hell can't you do both at the same time, Donna? Get up and say, from this time to this time, I get to create. And from this time, I'm going to clean out more boxes so even more creation time gets to happen.
That's true.
Okay.
I don't organize my time well, so that's true.
Well,
they're very true.
You don't organize your time because you want to stay helpless. Not anymore. That was up until the call. That energy shifted now. We're all claiming around this for ourselves, I am divine love, invoking the violet flame, the golden light. There's your answer. Go get them, will you?
Thanks.
I want to hear from you next week about what you've created. All right?
All right.
Okay.
Thanks. Love you.
Goodbye. All right, Shelley in Oregon, how are you?
I am fantastic, Dee.
Good.
Wow, what a call. What a call. I'm mainly calling in today for 2 reasons. Number 1, to express my extreme gratitude to you and this community. Because, wow, I'm getting emotional. Because you've all shown me the way to make things happen in my life, and I'm very appreciative.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And right back at you because, you know, we've done it together.
Right. Well, I want to share this huge realization that is coming to me almost daily, and that is that big or little, the changes that I want to happen in my life don't have to take a lot of time. They can be almost immediate.
Well, they sure were for me up on that set.
Yeah, and like you said, creating the money for your daughter's wedding. And quickly, I'll tell you a short story of how that's happened for me. I've had this longtime client who's been a great client for years, but his business has grown. And he needed more of my time, which I just didn't have for him. And so both of us were getting pretty stressed. And I kept digging in my heels and not wanting to let go of the income or make a change. Well, the minute I decided that it was time for him to move, for both of us to move on, I set my intention that I would find a replacement client that would replace the income and it would be a great client. And also that I would find the perfect bookkeeper for him to replace me. Well, literally within a week, I got a call out of the blue from my now new client who's half a block from my house. She also was able to refer the replacement bookkeeper for him. So that transition was just so easy and effortless. And it's like once I made up my mind, it just all fell into place.
Yeah, you have to commit, guys. You have to commit. And most of you are thinking about the problem and wondering and even doing the work around it. Well, I'm going to direct this. But you are not. You haven't gotten up and lost all the helplessness and gone, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore, and I'm doing this.
And that's exactly what happened. I got
that's the shift that has to happen energetically.
Yep.
Is, you know, that's why so many people use the creation of disease to to go, all right, that's it. I'm eating better. I'm not living with this stress anymore. I'm not doing it. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've got this disease now. And,
right.
You know, the channel is going, please, please, please. We don't need any more cancer. You know, you guys, there's bigger things to fry. There's bigger things to create. There's masses of stuff, amazing stuff, you know, rising up and floating on air and miracles and walking up. There's stuff we want to teach you. There's stuff that you already know, but you're consumed in this helplessness place of disease and lack.
Wow.
And I think, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I think the next step for me is there are a couple of next things that I want to create. And for some reason, I put them as bigger, maybe needing to take more time. But I'm coming to the realization that that's not true.
Those are all excuses that you use not to experience your power, guys. You know,
wow, I have goosebumps.
I mean, I'm working on the same thing y'all are with my little bear. I am, when I say I'm committed, all right, we're going to stop here. I don't feel like I could be any more committed. I know the divineness of this bear and the idea and getting it out there. So, oh my God. Okay, well, here it comes. Everybody listen up. I get a yes when I say I know the divineness of that idea. And so the more divine something is, the less big it can be. Well,
wow.
Screw that. I'm over that. That's an old, old, old religious teaching that I want no part of. The divine has got to get out there and be powerful and amazing and joyful and change lives. You know, we have to. You as the divine, me as the divine, and all of the divine ideas that are great and grand, that is the technology of the soul that we have to get out and produce. But we can't do it if we're helpless. So now I get a yes that I am committed to getting this bear out and produced and licensed and if anybody gets a no on that, you email me because I'll still, you know, I want to, but I get a yes that was, we are coming together to claim that all our divineness, we give permission, we commit to it being big, playing big in the world, playing big within ourselves, within our lives, within our families. We are big freaking divine creators. That's what we are. So it is invoking the violet flame, the golden light. All right. Wow. Thanks for bringing all that in, dude.
You're
Holy
welcome.
Holy hell.
Woo.
Thank you. Thank you, Shelley. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, golly. Where did all the time go? Bob, seriously, we've only got 2 minutes. What's going on?
I'll speak for one, and you can speak for one. I discovered the reason why I lost my house. It was a statement made to my father when I was young.
Yes,
from a
correct.
Friend of his. Okay, so you got all of that. Now I just want to make sure it's shifted and the house is free to come back.
I get a yes on that. What was the belief, Bob? Because everybody needs to know it.
The belief was that my father didn't have to own a second home.
Yes.
And as a result, he just rented and rented and rented. We never bought. We saw the train going by for years. And the person that told him that never had a big home himself. It was just this belief that you can't have big.
Yes.
And
isn't that what we just freaking got to? That we have to be big in our divineness.
Yes.
And so little Bob, your little Bob, took that on and has been trying to break through that ever since. So what I want you to know is acknowledge yourself for the fact that you broke through it. You created a second home. And then that little part of Bob rose up and said, oh, no, I shouldn't be able to have that, right? Now all of Bob is on board. Both shoulders are angels going, you know what? You can have it all. Play big. Go ahead. Play big, Bob. You've got the right.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling with that. Oh, my God. What a perfect ending to the show. Oh, you guys rock. We rock. Go out. Play big, guys. Play big. Let's please join me for the Fear of Fear so that we get every single nook and cranny and ounce of any of this stuff that we need to bring into our consciousness. Check out the Care Express thing, the body-soul alignment. That's all about bringing ourselves and acknowledging the bigness of our divineness. So I am a big divine God. Go out and love yourselves and create, 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 create. Say, how can I? How can I? How can I? And what is it in me that I want to bring into harmony to create this big, divine, joyful dream of everything that I have? I love you guys. Oh, my gosh, do I love you guys. And I'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.